when Pope Francis visited Ireland back in 2018, he met 8 survivors of clerical abuse. These included those who had been sexually abused by religious and 2 people who were born in mother and baby homes. Also there was Bernadette Fahy, who had been a resident of Golden Bridge Orphanage in Dublin. She's now an advocate for survivors of institutional abuse. She told me how she came to be at that meeting.
Well, it was, I gather, arranged by the former Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, who invited us to attend a meeting with the Pope. And I was very happy to do so because I had felt up to then that there hadn't been a word from the Vatican about all the abuses that had been outlined in the Ryan report and all the many other instances, and not a word from the Vatican was heard. So I was very happy to meet with the Pope to discuss all those matters and see what he thought of it all.
And what had you planned on saying to him? People will, of course, remember that the Ryan report was about institutional abuse.
Yeah. And, you know, the report had been issued some years earlier and nothing had come out from the Vatican about it. And it seemed to me that, you know, institutional abuse didn't matter in the scheme of things as far as the church were concerned. And I wanted it to matter. So I really wanted to meet the Pope and discuss the whole matter with him. And I did. And he didn't know anything about institutional abuse. He didn't know what an industrial or reformatory school was. He didn't know what a Magdalene laundry was. And he didn't know what a mother and baby home was in Ireland. So all of that was news to him. And that was really quite shocking.
Yeah, you must have been very surprised by that. As you say, the Ryan report had received huge publicity, as indeed had abuses and conditions in other institutions.
Yeah, and it was like it was all news to the Pope. You know, it was like the first time he had heard of it. Like when I was outlining about institutional abuse in industrial schools, he was totally perplexed. Like, what was that? You know, and he seemed very upset about the level of work that was required of children and that sort of thing. He did understand more about mother and baby homes because such places existed in South America, in Argentina. So he had some sense about that, but he didn't know what an industrial or reformatory school was.
And what did he say to you at that time, at that meeting?
Well, some time was taken up with trying to explain the concepts to him, of course. But once he understood it, I mean, he looked pained. He really did. And I must say, I was quite strong when I was speaking to him because I was annoyed for a very long time that nothing was coming out of Rome about what was happening to children. It seemed to me that all he was aware of was male-on-male abuse by, say, Catholic priests on boys. Outside of that, he didn't seem to have any idea of anything else that was going on. And as I said to him, this is on your watch. You know, you're the Pope. You're supposed to be God's representative on earth. And how come you don't know any of this? How come all of this has been kept from you?
And what did he say to you at the time?
Well, he talked about clericalism. He wasn't really able to answer that question because presumably he hadn't been told anything about it. But he did talk about clericalism and he talked about elements of the church being a cesspit and such things, which I found amazing. I was amazed by how honest and straight he was.
Can you remember your feelings afterwards? Because as I recall, there was a huge amount of publicity about this meeting.
Yes. So do I recall how I felt about it afterwards? Well, I felt relieved and I felt that I had spoken for survivors and I felt that they had been silenced from that element of things anyway. It was like it didn't matter to the church because, for one thing, I felt that, you know, female religious orders and the likes of Christian Brothers didn't really matter in the scheme of things with the church. That was my impression anyway. That all that mattered really were priests and bishops. And so what happened to us didn't really matter in the scheme of things either.
Looking back, do you believe the meeting made a difference?
Well, I'd like to think it did. And I think it did make a difference, say, for example, to the Irish bishops. I think it did make, it had some impact on them because they seemed more amenable and more open to hearing what we had to say, where heretofore they had not, apart from Dermot Martin. in fairness, Diarmaid Martin was great.
What were your thoughts yesterday when you heard of the death of Pope Francis?
I was a little bit sad because I liked him as a person and I felt that he was doing his best. And I think that the Catholic community have lost somebody really good. And I think he was really trying. And right up to the last minute, like, he was doing for the people what he said he'd do. He was out amongst them.
And that was Bernadette Fahy speaking to me a little earlier.